Good evening. With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin.
Are you excited to be here? Come on, you can do better than that. Are you excited to be here? Yes, indeed. It's going to be an exciting final day right here at the Truman Barter Sports Complex.
The 2025 Inter-School Athletics Championships wrapped up today in a spectacular grand finale. Student athletes from both primary and secondary divisions competed fiercely in the field event and track finals, bringing this two-week-long event to an unforgettable close. Over 40 schools and a staggering 750 student athletes showcased their talents across various track and field events. The Minister of Sports says the spirit of competition was alive and well throughout.
Students, athletes, parents, teachers, coaches, I welcome you to this sports day. I bring greetings on behalf of the Premier. And the most important thing about today, athletes, is not necessarily about winning, but having fun while you're participating in our races.
At this morning's opening ceremony, the Honorable Isaac Rankin emphasized the importance of broadcasting these games.
Dion, this is a fantastic event here today. I'm hoping that as the day goes on, that more and more parents will come out and support this school sports day. But it's such a fantastic event for the kids. They're not only running a race to win, but they're also having fun. And that's what matters when you're doing stuff like this as they grow, having fun. However, my advocate going into the next one, that we have this broadcast on TV because it's worthy of being broadcast on government television and radio.
Also addressing the athletes, Department of Education Services Director Mark Ray, he commended the athletes on their dedication and incredible performances over the course of the 2 weeks.
We are really encouraged as an organizing body, as a set of volunteers, your coaches, your teachers, your well-wishers. We are very, very encouraged and proud of you for how you have displayed the sportsmanship. Today is no exception. We expect to see that continue, that you're cheering not just your teammates on, but other athletes from other schools, and that you'll give of your best. At the end of the day, that's what we ask. We recognize that some of you have already broken records. We recognize some of you have qualified or met qualifying marks for CARIFTA, and we are really pleased with that. But most importantly, we want you to go out there and perform to your best, give of your best, and be brave in the attempt, even if you don't win.
He also reminisced about his own athletic achievements as a CARIFTA shot put gold medalist and discus bronze medalist representing Barbados in 1991.
Really, this is an event that is as important for me from a student development standpoint. When we start to think of the athletics, when we start to think of the arts, when we start to think of the extracurricular activities that young people and the enrichment activities they undertake, these are important activities that we have to make sure succeed. And give them the opportunity to hone their skill and demonstrate the skill and be rewarded for it. So we are all hands on deck out here just trying to support the events. So that's why I'm here. And in another life was a discus and shot put thrower. So that's why I'm tied to the field events, so that I can help out in the area that I have a little bit of knowledge about.
This year's championships also highlighted record-breaking performances, with young athletes securing gold, silver, or bronze across various age groups.
Give me your name and the school that you're representing.
Sky Williams and Northeast.
Northeast?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old are you?
7 years old.
Seven. Oh, that's amazing. Good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel about your race?
I feel awesome. It was a lot of preparation. I've done a track and field.
Uh-huh.
And I feel so proud of myself. That's
you
it.
Do? Oh, that's really nice.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the work that you've did leading to this event.
So I've done parachutes, and my coach told me to do high knees, and like he's been working with me in the 80 meter and the 100 meter a lot.
Parachute, that's hard. I've tried to do it and I can't do that, and you did it? Oh wow,
yes,
that's incredible.
Ma'am.
What did you feel about that? Was it hard for you?
No, ma'am. He gave me five.
You put me to shame.
He gave me five, and I only won.
Yeah? Awesome. Good job.
Thank you.
Amelia Marriott, Clifton Hunter High School, the under 15, 1500 meters, 13.
Awesome.
Thank you.
How do you feel about your race? You won. Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel very proud of myself.
That's a lot of work, though. How much work did you put into this?
A lot. Took a lot of practice.
What sort of practice do you do to get you in shape for this?
I train with Speed Athletics Track Club.
Nice.
And I work very hard.
So let me ask you a question. It's a very long race. How many laps along the track?
3.5 laps.
3.5. In the middle of that 3.5 laps, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking?
Just keep going.
Yeah? that last push that you gave, when do you do it?
In the very last lap, I start increasing until around the 200, I pick it up more. At the 150 to the 100, I go in a full-blown sprint.
That was good. You were excellent.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All the best.
Thank you.
Samaya Thomas, 12, John Gray High School.
And you broke a record, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And in what event?
Under 13, discus throw.
Awesome. Tell me, how do you feel?
I feel good because I was kind of nervous because I knew that I had some competition.
Yeah. So I watched it yesterday evening. It was amazing. So tell me something. What kind of work goes into throwing a discus?
I kind of just like swing my arms so that I can get the right motion.
Yeah.
And I just like try and push myself and know that like I'll do better the next time, if even if I don't make it as far.
Most people in sports day, they're very interested in track events. Do you think field events like discus and shot put get enough recognition, and why?
I think so, yes, because when you do good, you still get the medal and you get the recognition that, like, you know,
that you deserve.
You want. Yeah.
You sound broken. Tell me how you feel.
You're dead.
Yo. So, how do you feel about yourself? You won this race. This was good.
Hey. I feel. You all right, Papa?
Yes, yes, Mom. I feel good, I guess, because I haven't played. I mean, I haven't run. We're training a while, like 2 weeks, cause I was sick. So I guess it feels good.
So this is based off of just pure talent, then. Yeah, you'd say so?
I would say so.
So you haven't trained in a while, you said?
2 weeks.
In about 2 weeks.
Yes,
okay, awesome.
And the Deputy Governor, Honorable Franz Manderson, spoke highly of the Cayman Brac leg of the 2025 DG 5K Walk Run Challenge. He also added that he's looking forward to the grand finale on Grand Cayman in 9 days' time.
I think one of the major treats for me for being in Cayman Brac was just meeting so many people from Cayman Brac. The weather was absolutely amazing. We had a cool breeze throughout the walk, and just getting to meet some of the persons, talking with them, and having persons there from the Girls Brigade made it really special. So I want to thank Miss Melanie Jackson and her family for coming and supporting us. Overall, it was a really great event, and I can't now wait for the DG 5K Grand Cayman on the 30th of March. If you haven't registered, please do so today.
Registration is now open at racecaribbean.net. Fees are $25 for adults aged 18 and older and $10 for children aged 17 and under. Participants are encouraged to sign up early, especially competitive runners aiming for official results or prizes. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.